morning. I'm Stephen Anurag for Auroville Radio. Today is the birthday of Auroville, and here we are with few Aurovillians to take their message and opinions for Auroville's birthday. Hello, good morning. How
good
do you
morning.
Feel today? It's the birthday of Auroville.
Yeah, of course. I feel very well, and with a lot of hopes that we can reach the goal that why we came here, no? Some of us, like me, from very, very far away.
So how do you take this? It's a new year to Auroville.
Yeah.
And what plans, I mean, from you? And you're from which part of Auroville?
Yeah, I live in Realization. I come from Argentina, South America.
And what are the plans for your pavilion? What are you planning?
Yeah, we are working. Yesterday, we put in the international zone. We have a stone. But we have the full continent together. America is Latin American countries, that I do that. I'm the person on that. USA and Canada. And we have one stone for the full America. And yesterday we put some soil, sacred soil, from the Indians from Colombia. And we did a little ceremony yesterday, yeah.
What more activities are you planning this year?
We do all time. Next week is a tango festival. This is Argentina and South America. Next weekend, I invite you. And we do poetry reading. We do a lot of different things. Cali is the name of our place. It's called Casa of the America Latina Indigenous, House of Latin American Indigenous. This is our place. One day we are going to have a pavilion there. Now we have only the stone, no? Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now I'm here with Julian from Auroville International. Good morning, Julian.
Hi, how are you? Well, the 49th is very auspicious because the Jubilee, that word actually comes from the Hebrew tradition. And this is seven sevens. So numerologically, it's auspicious. And usually, when you're observing an anniversary, you think of the 50th. Now we're starting on the 50th year. So this is our first attempt to offer a symbol of human unity to the world, something that everyone could appreciate. Here's Auroville's symbol, made up of people from many different nationalities on the birthday morning coming together to celebrate the birthday and the coming Golden Jubilee. So I think we'll all be celebrating internationally from today through 2018 and then till the end of 2018, and hope that Aurovillians traveling around the world will be able to be in the U.S. and in Europe and share their experience of Auroville and what our aspirations and successes and failures have been over the last 50 years.
So what activities is Auroville International planning for this year?
We're trying to celebrate in our respective countries and then also collaborate on projects in Auroville. We're trying to get in touch with people who are prominent and have been associating their names and their goodwill and their expertise with Auroville for many years and gather those good wishes. So there are people who served on the governing board or the International Advisory Council in some capacity where they've been supportive of Auroville and say, can you reflect on the past and on the future and kind of give a birthday greeting? And we hope to be collecting that. And a project of AVI USA in particular is to have, similar to what we have in the States, StoryCorps, which is gathering people's stories. And we're going to set up an internet site where people can come and tell their anecdotes of visiting Auroville. I have a shop in Woodstock, and I often have people come in and say, oh, I was there in 88, and this happened to me, I got lost in the forest, whatever.
So memories back.
Yeah, memories, peaks and valleys, and hopefully more peaks and inspiration, because a lot of people who come to Matramandir or do awareness through the body, they have some experience here that's life-transforming, and it's nice to share something positive in the world. The news is so full of negativity and violence and narcissism. It would be nice to have something that is at service to something higher. And I think Oroville definitely is doing.
How long is that you've been with Oroville?
I first came in 74, and I've been involved as a volunteer since actually finding out about it in 72. But I was visiting Robert and Deborah Lawler in Four Comers, and arrived exactly a year after Mother's passing. So that was November 17th, 1974, and stayed for 4 months at that time.
It seems that you've been here since the beginning of Oroville mostly. And how do you see the development after 1992, when the Parliament of India has passed an act? And you see any changes in regards to the development and the support that you get with the local governments?
Well, Oroville's so dynamic. You know, there's so many wonderful things going on and lots of nice people doing interesting work. A lot of them don't even know one another are doing these important experiments. And I love that fact about Oroville. Everyone's focused and concentrated, and it's almost like popcorn popping, you know, ideas and ideals manifesting. And there are lots, there are failures, there are old habits, and I think Oroville needs more international support, and hopefully this will be an opportunity. But, you know, everything has to grow according to the consciousness, and to add too much money or too much energy would make the development, I think, go in the wrong direction. It's clumsy, but it's organic.
So how is the support from the local government to Oroville?
Yes, I think it's wonderful that the secretary, Mr. Chunknath, has spent time and knows Tamil Nadu so well. And we've had very good relationships with the central government. And we're so grateful to Tamil Nadu for hosting us. And I know they've appreciated a lot of the work that has been going on, especially what Joss did in Chennai. With his work on the Adyar Creek. And this is the kind of appreciation and respect we hope that we've accomplished with Village Action and many other programs, where we're relevant to the needs of India, and that the Tamil Nadu government recognizes and supports and wants people to train here. And I think that's happening in various programs now, and it's a big improvement to have the Tamil Nadu government coming to us and saying, we want you to be involved. And I think we've gained their respect. And I think that's really important.
Well, thank you very much, Julian, for your valuable comments. Thank you very much.